Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. Yeah, it's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, all rolled up into one serving of a three-egg omelet loaded with honey bacon, spicy sausage, and smoked ham, stuffed with Maui onions, mushrooms, and jalapenos, served with crispy golden hash browns, and a stack of dollar pancakes smothered in raspberry honey jam. Wow, help me please. Buckle up, little campers, here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, personal revelations of my life's insanities. Wait till you hear what my wife said about me this weekend. Oy vey. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use but probably won't. Why? Because we don't have 3-vitty. Oh, but we should probably get 3-vitty, but we don't have 3-vitty. So, humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Why not? The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. We're answering life's questions about life's questions, and at the moment, we do have a daily double. Very good, RoboPaul, very good. First, do fish get cramps after eating? That's question number one. And number two, before they invented drawing boards, what did the people go back to when they had to start the problem over? What did they go back to before they had drawing boards? Get it? Bible trivia for cool and yet crummy prizes. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Whoa, you made the international sign of the donut.
The international sign of the donut? Okay. We're living life as a Christian. We're doing that thingy. Your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, and fascinating callers. Yeah, we got none of that. That was loud. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, it's going to be tons of fun for everyone.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, mother approved. Call today for your free in-home inspection, 877-332-BUGS.
You heard Sean Doan on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth here on KPRZ. You have a lot of financial questions. How can I save for retirement when I have so much debt? How can I protect myself from the IRS? How can I finally make some progress on my second mortgage? What can I do with the real estate I own when I'm upside down? Sean Doan is part of a family law firm that helps families like yours find hope again. You don't have to face these complex issues alone anymore. Make the wise call. Schedule your confidential free consultation with Sean today. Go to Sean's website for more at DoanLaw.com and register for an upcoming seminar. If you need wisdom on your debt situation, call Sean Doan at 760-746-4476. Here's Sean on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth, weekday afternoons at 6:30. Doan Law, San Diego's largest and best equipped to help your family find hope and freedom again. Call 760-746-4476.
Attention parents, Northminster Presbyterian Church is hosting a free workshop on saving for college as part of their community outreach program. Come discover college funding sources and how to save for college. The workshop will be presented by Thrivent Financial on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Northminster Presbyterian Church is located at 4324 Claremont Mesa Boulevard in San Diego. Call Ruth at 619-542-0247 to register or for more information. 619-542-0247. Free child care will be provided.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud we are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-599-0500. A five-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-599-0500. That's 800-599-0500.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Zero Res and our good friend Brian Holland. The great thing about Zero Res, I can tell you all day long, blah, 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 blah. Guess what? It works. That's what counts. Zero Res uses scientifically proven empowered water instead of chemicals to sanitize the carpet, leaves it soft, smelling fresh, dries quickly. It's completely safe for pets, kids, allergy sufferers. Just as important, Zero Res techs, the technicians, the people that actually come to your house, trustworthy, prompt, polite, and professional. All you have to do is call 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100. Or, you know, you can also go to ZeroResSanDiego.com. That's the website they have. The deal this week is $129 for three rooms. It comes with the 30-day You Gotta Love It, You Gotta Love It, You Gotta Love It guarantee. There's not a lot of carpet cleaners that do a guarantee for 3 days or a week. These guys do a 30-day guarantee. 858-486-4100. I used them. They are great. That's all you got to know right there. It's that simple. Bam. All right, ladies and germs, this is Monday, so for some of you, you're kind of phasing back into work. For some of you, you're kind of going, man, I hope I can get through the next couple hours just to get through the first day of work. Others of you are in the middle of the week, and then there's those of us that are never stop working because we never stop observing, but it's not really work, so it's kind of hard to say how you define that. Let me tell you what happened this weekend about my life's insanities. Now, we're not going to discuss the fact that the Red Wings already won today. We're not even going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about the fact that they won the other day either, okay? We're not discussing that either. We're not going to discuss that the Detroit Tigers gave up 5 runs in the bottom of the 8th inning for those of you that are Boston fans. And we're not going to discuss that Michigan lost in 4 overtimes. Oh, what we are going to talk about is the San Diego Chargers have a chance at redemption tonight. The Chargers have a chance at redemption tonight. They're 2-3. If they win tonight, they could be 3-3. If they lose tonight, they'll be 2-4, and they'll be sailing in the sunset, won't they? I mean, that'll be it, right?
If they lose tonight, the season's over.
It's over, right? The whole season. Now, on the other hand, they're playing Indianapolis with Andrew. Is it Andrew Luck?
Andrew Luck, yes.
And Andrew Luck looks pretty good, right? He's the one guy that doesn't get a lot of play right now because Peyton Manning is apparently he had some kind of major conversion between him and the Lord, and now he's playing beyond human. Something's going on because I've never seen anything like that guy. He's just, I mean,
he's playing pretty unconscious right now.
I mean, it's unbelievable, incredible to watch. Right? So I still stand by my tofu thing. If San Diego Chargers beat the Denver Broncos, I will eat a tofu hot dog. That's pretty good, right? Okay. So, but let me tell you what happened. You want to talk about life's insanities? You know, there's people that have relationships. I don't know if you know that or not. People have relationships. It's one of those things that happens. I happen to be in a relationship with the smartest and most beautiful woman in the world. I can't help it. Some of us get lucky, okay, or graced or blessed or whatever. So my wife and I were talking about all kinds of things of life. Why? Because you don't think I just do this 2-4, do you? You can't possibly think that. I'm hoping not anyway.
And then we put you in a drawer until we need you for the next show.
Yeah, that's basically what happens. And then I go home and I just do the same thing. You know, it's why? Because I was born and raised Jewish. I became a Christian, and I also have a third opinion. That's why. So that's how it works. So my wife and I were talking about all kinds of things in life, and guess what our conversation moved to, as normally it does? We talked about the dog Levi and the quality of what kind of dog he is. So remember, he's cute as all can be, but he's dumb as rocks. So you have this little play there where you have a dog that's wonderful, a wonderful dog, but not smart. I mean, any dog that runs into a sliding glass door, and then just looks at the door and gets up and goes the other way. He needs some help. So anyway, we determined that he was a great dog in general, very, very sensitive. Doesn't do a lot of barking, stuff like that. And so my wife, the smartest and most beautiful woman in the world, tells me that the dog, now this is the key here, you got to catch this or you'll miss the whole story. The dog gets a 95% rating as a dog. The dog gets a 95% rating as a dog. So I've never actually heard of a dog actually getting a ranking or a grade for being a dog. I've never really heard of that. So naturally, this piqued my curiosity. So my curiosity is piqued, and I'm like, the dog gets a 95% rating for being a dog, even though he's dumb as rocks. So I treaded where no man should tread. And I asked my wife how she thought I was doing in my radio career. After all, she just gave Levi a 95% grade, and he's a dog, cute, but dumb as rocks. And she looked at me and smiled, tilted her head a little, and said the following. Now, the reason I asked her is we're coming up on our one-year anniversary, 3 weeks from tomorrow. I said, so how am I doing as a radio career? How am I doing? How am I doing, you know? And I don't know if I had my tail wagging or I don't know. She said, you get a high B, 88%. I went, what?
So let me get this straight. The dog is doing better than you.
Yep. The dog at being a dog is doing better than I'm doing at a radio show.
I have nothing, David.
So I said, what? I grab my paper. I have a piece of paper that I keep by me, a little journal that I write down everything immediately. I grab my journal immediately and wrote down dog 95, Dave 88. Wait a
Ladies
second.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the last David Spoon experience ever.
This could be because I'm only getting an 88 compared to my dog who's cute but dumb as rocks. And he's getting a 95, I'm getting an 88. I'm thinking, what? What do I have to do? What? When I can't figure it out.
I would never have your dog on the show, ever.
You know, he'd probably get up in the seat and do exactly what I'm doing. He'd probably get a better. I think that's part of the problem that I'm having here. So anyway, I thought that was interesting that my wife's observation was that my dog was doing a better job at being a dog than I was doing radio. Now, she didn't say that about being a husband or being a Christian, but she did say that about doing radio. And I'm not sure where to go with that. I'm just going to leave that right there. Right there. That's where I'm going to leave it. Let's see. What's the next thing I want to cut into? There's so many things going on today that I don't want anybody to miss some of the important things that are taking place today. We're going to talk next segment about Bob Costa. Bob's costing us. He's costing us entertainment and football because he doesn't know how to shut up.
I don't even like football, and I heard what he said. He just needs to go away.
You know, there's a time and a place for everything, and last night it was not the time and was not the place. I just want to say.
If I'm watching sports, David, I want to watch sports and be entertained, and I don't want to have to think too hard.
I don't understand, I think, what's going on here with Bobby. Bobby costs us a lot. He couldn't just let the Dallas-Washington game play out, which usually is a very good game, by the way. And it was fun to watch the younger quarterback play. And Tony Romo, a good player. I mean, it was entertaining. But here's the problem. Here's the difficulty I have. Back in 2007, Bobby costing us a lotus. That's his new name.
You know, if there's more than one Bob Costas, it's Bob Costi.
Oh. Is that how that goes? Like,
I think so.
Okay, like Magi?
Yeah.
Okay, good enough. Anyway, so he said that the Bush presidency, he said in 2007, was a failure in his commentary during football. Then last year he had to say something about gun control because he felt it was his place as a football announcer. And then yesterday he's talking about the Redskins. Three interesting issues. Political observation about the White House, gun control, and the name of a team in football. By the way, I'll just say this right now. He has been saying that name for 30 years and never once made a comment about it. But now that it's in the political correct season and it's NBC, it's time, I guess, for a commentary. So I have a commentary of my own. I have a commentary for Bob Costas Usalotteth. And here's my commentary. Now, some people might take offense to this, and if you're offended at this, I'll start off by saying I'm sorry that you're offended at this. I'm not apologizing for what I'm going to say. I'm apologizing because it's just unbelievable. So here you go. Bob Costas Salatis. Here's my commentary. Bob, shut up and announce. Stop talking about politics during a football game. Okay? We're already hip that there's pink colors where they're supposed to be different colors because we support breast cancer screening and we think it's a good catch. But we don't need your politics, you or Keith Oberdoberman, or anybody else's during a football game when we're watching the game and we're a captive audience. You know, Laura Ingalls wrote a book saying, shut up and sing. Here's my response to the football announcers. Shut up and announce. We don't want to hear your opinion. We want to watch the game. We're seeking a few meek and meager hours of relaxing and detoxing and detaching from all the insanity that's going on in our very own country, let alone the insanity that's going on within the framework of our government, let alone the insanity that's going on in the political correct world run amok to do anything but to support Christ, because everything they do is against Jesus no matter what. How about this, Bob? How about if you really want to do it, quit your football job, join MSNBC, where it stands for Must Speak Nasty About Bible Christians, and make your commentaries there. But between the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Redskins, don't make a comment. Just be quiet. I'm not paying my cable station to hear your opinion. And yes, I'm paying to watch that show. Does that make sense? Right? It's like, come on now. I mean, really? Just let us enjoy what we can enjoy. You got to try and spoil everything? Come on. And you're thinking, but Dave, he's got a right to his opinion. He's got a right to that opinion, but I'm not paying for him to give that opinion. Let him find a different format. I was watching the football game and the baseball game. The baseball game I was crying about. That's different. The football game I was just trying to enjoy. So, Bob, shut up and announce. That's my comment. Oh, you can't say that. That's so mean. You should have seen what I was saying to the TV while nobody was around. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we got to talk about so many things, including government websites that don't seem to work. We'll be right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Attention KPRZ listeners, the following is a very important announcement from Jason Barth of Park Place Funding.
It couldn't be a better time to take advantage of this market, because right now the rates on a 30-year fix are at a 4.375, and that's at no cost, and that's having closing costs paid for, and you can also have your taxes and your insurance paid for as well. We're also doing VA loans, FHA loans, VA loan with zero down at no cost of a 3.875, that's a 30-year fix, as well as FHA, 3.5 down at a 3.875, also a 30-year fixed at no cost. Anytime's a good time to give me a call at area code 949-282-8428, and looking forward to meeting you.
Call Jason Barth with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can also go to parkplacefunding.net, 949-282-8428. Park Place is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862, 949-282-8428.
Not much media attention has been given to the reality of current-day slavery in Sudan. Slaves are physically and psychologically tortured. Christian slaves are forced to convert to Islam. While in bondage, slaves are prevented by force from hearing the good news of Jesus Christ. But for over a decade, Christian Solidarity International has been fighting slavery in Sudan one life at a time. For only $50, you can contribute to the liberation of one slave. $50 can set a slave free and help rebuild physically and spiritually broken lives. What would you pay to set any Christian brother or sister free from slavery? Join me, Heather Lloyd, in our effort to help free 150 slaves as a KPRZ family. Call 888-676-5000. 5700 to donate $50 and free a slave in Sudan. Your gift of $250 will help free 5 slaves. $500 will help free 10 slaves. Join KPRZ, Christian Solidarity International, and the Amazing Change Movement and do something right now. Call 888-676-5700. Your financial gift is needed now. Call 888-676-5700.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
As a listener, you know that E. coli termite and pest control is successful because they're so effective. Well, if you're looking for a successful career, E. coli wants to talk to you. They have an opening for a technician. You need a good driving record, a valid driver's license, and a good attitude. This is a full-time career with benefits. They provide the training. You bring the dedication. Be a part of the E. coli family. Log on to the E. coli website, termitelady.com. Or call 858-488-2847. E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Apply online at the E. coli website, termitelady.com, or call 858-488-2847. That's 858-488-2847.
Save 50% on special purchases of quality carpet and flooring at Kohl's Fine Flooring. Find huge savings in every department and buy now, pay later with 12-month no-interest financing. Details at kohlsfineflooring.com or visit any of Kohl's 8 locations.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Come on, baby! Let's do
to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Woo-hoo! Take a look outside. Looks nice.
We leave I was just going to say, weather traffic check.
Okay, now here's the deal on the traffic. Your stop sign is working. That goes on to the stop sign's working. See, a stop sign can't stop working. That's a good one, huh? And then, but the light is working that gets people onto the 805, be it south or north. It's working. So that's a good start. Weather looks nice. Looks nice. It's a nice day out, right? It's
pretty. I was out at Disneyland yesterday with the boy, Dave. Perfect weather.
Oh, was it really nice? Oh, I love San Diego. It's great weather. I mean, it's something we should really recognize that as much stuff as we put up with, man, did we get blessed and graced to be living in the place Indeed. We're living in. I mean, it's pretty awesome stuff. Let's see. If somebody wants to know why am I so mad about the football. See, here's my response, okay? When the terrorists do something really bad, they attack certain targets, but there's other targets they don't attack. Think about that. Anyway.
Dave, I don't even like football, and it makes me mad.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. You want to get a hold of me, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. You can also go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter, @SpoonExperience, because that's my handle. That's my handle. Okay, that's all right. Not bad. It was okay.
Five of ten.
But apparently I'm only an 88% or so. It doesn't really matter. This segment brought to you by E. coli, termite, and pest control, and our very own good friend Sue Freeze, a.k.a. the Termite Lady.
Whoa, what was that? That's a new version.
I know.
I'm really updating all of my personal noises.
Nice.
Her son suffered from chronic asthmatic symptoms, and because of that, from chemicals at home, because of that, when she got involved, she decided, "Nah, we're going to do this right. We're going to have the right system, right materials." So E. coli uses microwave electrogun patented E. coli heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. Here's the deal: 30-year anniversary. Congratulations to them. $100 off any termite work. $50 off any pest control work. On the pest control, it's the initial pest control work. All you got to do is call 800-332-BUGS. That's 800-332-BUGS. You can also go to E. coli termite, E-C-O-L-A, termite.com, or call, like I said, 800-332-BUGS. Do not forget that Sue has her very own show on KPRZ on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Inspirational. Yay! Okay. Let's talk about the important things that we didn't talk about. Ready? Here's the important thing we didn't talk about. Today, what to do? You know what today is?
Yeah, Dave, today is Monday.
That's good. That's good. I will tell you the very, 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 very important things on this today. Today is, of course, Columbus Day.
Knew that.
Which is a federal holiday. There are a great deal of people who think that Columbus was a terrible person, but then those are the same people that think America is a terrible place. And I understand there's a new program for everybody that's complaining about America being discovered. The same group of people, by the way, that are complaining that humans are on the planet interfering with the ecosystem, that there is a bus pass to an island that we're all hoping they will all take advantage of.
Nice.
That's what I understand. My understanding is the banks are closed. Is that correct?
It is indeed. They are correct. Closed.
Okay. So I can't get tagged today for any negatives, right? For just like,
oh, I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
They're not staffed, but the computer program still says we can get Dave here for $50.
Oh, there you go. See, 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Isn't that the big thing?
That is
1492, and this is Columbus Day, where he wasn't actually the first person to land. He was really the first person to discover and then make it a marketplace. Did something with it. You know what I'm saying? You can find something. You do nothing with it. Who cares? Right? So, I mean, that's an important part of it.
Kind of like the Cleveland Indians.
Ooh, that was low.
Sorry, Ron. I didn't have a choice.
So that's important to recognize. But that's not the only day that today is. Not the only day.
Today is game three of the NLCS.
Dodgers are looking to make a comeback and be strong at home, right? Okay. Can't root for the Padres because they're not playing. We can root for the Chargers, though, and I'm saying Chargers tonight, make or break it. If they win, I have confidence for them. If they lose, I don't know what I'm going to say.
How's Detroit doing?
Detroit giving up five big runs in the bottom of the eighth. Not the best news in the world. However, the Lions did beat the Cleveland Indians, or the Cleveland, Ohio.
Well, that's impressive.
Yeah, they did. The Lions beat the Cleveland Indians. For those of you that don't know, today is Be Bald and Free Day.
I'm failing miserable.
Be bald and free. See, I guess for a long time, being bald was like a negative. Now, what's ironic about that is people say, oh, well, in scripture, it says this, that, whatever. No, it doesn't. In Leviticus, it says that it's okay if a person's bald. It does not say there's anything wrong. That's just absolutely incorrect. So the bottom line is, what's the problem with being bald? There's less shampoo, there's less maintenance, and all your hats fit better.
True. Never have to worry about bedhead, ever.
Yeah, look, my hair now, it's long.
It's looking very long today.
1/8 of an inch off my head. That's right. All right. So here's the other thing that you don't know. Now, the big one, it's a big surprise. So hold on. U.S. Air Force Captain Charles Chuck Yeager became the first person to travel faster than the speed of sound on this day in 1947. That's cool. Martin Luther King Jr. was awarded the Nobel Nobel Peace Prize for his work in civil rights. That's cool. First live telecast from a staffed U.S. spacecraft was transmitted from Apollo 7 on this date. That's cool. Here's this. You'll love this. This is a great one. Ready? The classic Winnie the Pooh was revealed to the world on this day in 1926. It's the only, how could you, no matter what you say as a Christian, how legalist, how could you not like Winnie the Pooh? He's a talking bear. Oh, come on. Dude likes honey. Come on. This is awesome. Also on this day, the big debut of Ethel Merman's I've Got Rhythm. I got rhythm. See? Who can ask for anything more? Okay, just in case you didn't know that. Hilariously, on this day, 1954, Cecil B. DeMille talked about the movie The Ten Commandments. Okay, so this is Christian ladies talking about The Ten Commandments. And he said this, I now have an 11th commandment. Never have a movie that has 25,000 extra cast members in it. He goes, that's the new rule. Now, that's funny. For those that don't know, it's National Dessert Day.
I'm all for that.
Come on. That's a great one. But here's the two that I waited just for you and me. Just for you and me.
Let me get the drum roll. Hang on.
Yeah, just for you and me. Ready? Get the drum roll. What kind of drum roll is that?
Is that apparently we lost the drum. Okay, I found it.
Okay, go ahead. ...1965, Dodger ace Sandy Koufax, working on just 2 days of rest, pitched a three-hit shutout in Minnesota. He went on to win the game 2-0, and the Dodgers were the World Series champions for the second time in 3 years.
Nice.
That's good.
That's a good one.
Well, yeah. Guess what? On the same date in 1984, George Sparky Anderson's Detroit Tigers walloped the Padres 8-4 in the Motor City, and Anderson became the first baseball manager to win 100 games and a World Series in both leagues. Not since 1927 had a team won the World Series after leading its division since the first day of the season. In 1984, Detroit was in first and never was not in first.
You know, I'm going to say this. Tommy Lasorda, probably my all-time favorite manager, obviously, but there's like two or three others really just outstanding that stick out in my mind. Sparky Anderson, easily on that list.
Easily on the list. No question about it. Great guy. All right, so here's what we're going to do. When we come back from this next break, we are going to talk about a couple of different things. I want to talk about Obamacare. I'm going to talk about Obamacare in a method that you have never heard before in the context of how we're going to approach it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, let's look at Obamacare.
About the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
As a member of the military, your commitment to the nation is proven. Let National University prove its commitment to you. Visit succeed.nu.edu.
If you're like me, you're looking for ways to save money on cars. Hi, Tom Levine here. And maybe you'd consider buying a pre-owned car, but you worry about the process. What if you buy a used car that has a problem? What if you get a high-pressured sales pitch? What if the dealership tries to play games or doesn't stand behind their cars? Let me calm your fears and invite you to see my friends at Provident Auto Sales. They love working with KPRZ listeners. You know that buying a new car would ensure that you lose thousands of dollars in depreciation. Tom, Ryan, and the team at Provident Auto Sales offer you a wide selection of pre-owned cars, with some starting at just $69.90. All vehicles undergo an extensive pre-purchase inspection. At Provident Auto Sales, every car comes with a warranty. Check their inventory anytime at providentauto.com. Provident Auto Sales has an in-house finance company, and that means affordable payments for you in any credit situation. Provident Auto Sales. Guaranteed quality. Not fancy. Just fantastic. Call 760-295-4000.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now is a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how did they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owl box made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus, and he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. The new and improved Talking Bible can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 760-745-8105. That's 760-745-8105 or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call 760-745-8105.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
I got rhythm. I got music. I got my man. Who could ask for anything more? I got daisies in green pastures. I got my man. Who could ask for anything
Welcome
more?
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I'm going to go out on a limb and say not a lot of Christian shows use Ethel Merman as their
My guess is the amount of Christian shows that play that, one.
It only takes one. Well, it's an anniversary for I Got Rhythm. So yeah, got to play it. Okay, so if you want to reach the show, what would you like to do? Do you want to, I mean, if you sit there and you, if you decide you want to send an email, you just send it to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you want to go to Facebook, you go to the David Spoon Experience. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I don't do anything on Twitter. I don't. I use Twitter to post on Facebook. I'm just easy that way. So, I mean, you can follow us on Twitter. I know that I got to get like a social network manager or something to manage my stuff. Because otherwise, how you know, I'm not going to do it. I don't even know. I don't even care. So all I know is I make those posts, and I get a lot of response from the Facebook posts because people like that. Let's see. Let's understand right now. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway. Excalibur Roofing. By the way, he called me up the other day, and I think that we're going to be – I think they're looking for some additional help at his company. So they might be he's going to talk to me, I think, tomorrow. So people that are looking for some employment maybe need to be tuning in because I think he's got some positions opening. So I think we're going to kind of hit on that tomorrow. Anyway, Excalibur Roofing, 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, and they have testimonials from people like you and me that just are regular people that go, hey, Eric, great job. Hey, Excalibur Roofing, great job. Whether it's new roof construction, old roof replacements, or repairs, it doesn't matter. They'll take care of you. They're not going to cookie cutter your situation. Each individual roof is this each individual approach for the company. All their estimates are free, which tells you they're very confident of what they do. They're fully confident. And all you got to do is call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803.
8803. You can also go to excaliberroofing.com. The site's really good. It's not just a typical brochure site. They got some good in-depth material. You can tell, even by reading on the website, that they know what's going on. Excaliberroofing.com or call them 760-743-8803 for our very good friend, Excalibur Roofing and Eric Holloway. All right, so we're going to do something that I don't know that it's been done, and so I'm kind of – I'm not uncomfortable. I'm just in the place where I'm thinking, man, has anybody kind of thought through this? I want to talk about Obamacare in about 2 seconds or so, but first I want to mention a few quick things. These are the three dumb things that I've come across, all in audio clips that I'm not going to play. These are the three dumbest statements of the last 72 hours. Ready? Three dumbest statements. So you want to write down three dumbest statements in the last 72 hours. And here's the great part about it. It covers everybody. Here we go. Ready? The third dumbest statement I've heard in the last 72 hours. Dr. Ben Carson calling Obamacare the worst thing since slavery at the Value Voter Summit. Really? It's the worst thing since slavery? Really? That's ridiculous. Okay. I mean, the worst thing since slavery? Come on now, that's terrible. Then the liberal radio host, I'm not even going to mention his name because I don't want to have to rinse my mouth out, said there was a big mistake for anybody who thought it was a good idea to pay benefits to the military families who had suffered death. He said it's a big mistake to pay any death benefits. He said it's a big mistake to do it. Really? It's a big mistake? Really? But the dumbest thing had to come from the Democratic congressman who complained about this. His complaint, we don't have any fresh towels at the House gym. We don't have any fresh towels at the House gym. Well, I'm glad he's there to serve, aren't you? Well, that's what I like. Servants for the kingdom of God and the kingdom of man. I want to talk about a general observation that I made with my wife just this last couple of days. Now, as many of you know, I have not made a lot of comments about Obamacare. Have you noticed that I've not talked about that, robo-producer? I'm kind of limited in my discussion there. I'm kind of like, I don't really cover it in depth. You know, I'm like, have you noticed that? I've been kind of like limited.
Yeah, I really haven't given a whole lot of expansion on the topic.
Here's the reason why. I want to be totally honest. I'm genuinely not sure how I feel about the whole process. Now, when I say that, I want you to understand a couple things, okay? Number one, I'm torn because I believe that every American, and let me rephrase this, every legal American should have some form of health care.
Here's the question. Should you and I have to pay for it?
That's the question. That's what you can't figure out. And then there's another problem that kind of it attaches to this big problem I have in the whole political scene. Like here in politics, they pay people not to grow food. I don't think that's godly. I don't think that's a God-honoring principle. So I have kind of a problem with that. I have a problem with the nation so wealthy. But then again, that's the point. Should everybody else be forced to pay for it? I'm not really convinced that's the case, but I'm trying to work through it. The other part about this that I don't really seem to understand is I certainly don't agree with forcing people to get anything. That's really, to me, that's very, very distant from the implementation of this country and how it was established. I don't think that it's in the mindset of the nation to force people to do certain things like that.
It's kind
that.
Of funny if you ask most conservatives, like on the talk radio shows and on television too, the biggest problem they have is that individual mandate that says you have to buy insurance.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Obviously, I disagree with anybody forcing anybody to do something that's contrary to their religious beliefs, even if it's not Christian, okay, in the sense that if somebody's religious belief is one way, in this country, we have that way where we say, if you believe this is okay, you have that, you're entitled to that belief. I believe God gives mankind an ability to make a decision, to make choices, and that man is accountable for those choices. I certainly believe in free will. I certainly believe in predestination, both in the perfect balance of the two. But my point is, in this country, as much as we know, we get to choose, and people have a right to make that choice. I don't like laws that say you have no choice. It's very Nazi-ish-like. I don't like it. It's just like one of those things where the government is
just too much power and forces people to do things. So it's like, so I'm working through the process. I'm going to be totally honest with you. And I am vastly disappointed that there is not a good alternative out there. I mean, I don't like, you know, it's not like the Republicans have come up with really good ideas. The only good idea I've heard yet is to open it up where you can have health insurance competitively from all 50 states to anybody in all 50 states. That's the only thing that I've heard that I think, well, that makes sense. I mean,
that's the one
good
thing that I would think. Okay, if the Republicans want to get it out of there, that's fine. Why they don't get more traction and get people on their side is because they don't say, hey, okay, we don't like it, so this is what we should do instead.
Yeah, I'm sick of, even from my point of view, it's like, oh, this is bad, this is bad, this is bad. Yes, but saying nothing is worse. So, I mean, you have to come up with something. I just have a hard time. But, again, I don't like the forcing of this. I don't like that part of it. All that said, and I'm just being totally honest with the audience, all that said, okay, that's not my problem with Obamacare. I'm going to tell you my problem with Obamacare. As a former businessman who owned a website and understands what it is to capture database information and use that website to generate revenues, okay? That's the point of view I'm coming from, just as plain and simple, okay? Now, let's just be honest about the government and the websites. $600 million, $600 million, $658 million has been allotted, right, of which $100 million has gone to 50 websites that doesn't work. $100 million for 50 websites. And don't tell me the websites work. I've been on Covered California 20 times. It does not work.
And there's a lot of tech experts out there, Dave, that are saying people are going to probably have a big problem with identity theft if they put their information in there.
They're already arresting somebody for who's trying to – in the process. So let me explain something to you. People are going, no, that's because there was so much traffic, it crashed the servers. Absolutely false. 100% false. That just comes from somebody that knows nothing about bandwidth, nothing about size, nothing at all. My wife and I used to own Temecula Online. Don't believe me? Go to temeculaonline.net. Okay, that's all, everything on there, all 600 of those businesses I sold in a year. You go look at every one of those businesses. My wife and I did all that work ourselves. We know exactly what it is for people to come on your website, do database capture, do general information, take them through a different process, not just collect funds from them online, but take them to places where they can make choices, let them even print coupons. We had the whole thing. All right. So my wife and I did this, and you know how much it cost us to service thousands of people? $98 a month. Now, don't tell me, and by the way, our servers were the same one that Yahoo was working on, the one in Texas, the big farm. Don't tell me. It's such a lie. But you don't understand. It's like baloney. And my son could have done this whole thing faster than these guys are doing this. And then, wait, to top it off, they outsourced to a Canadian company. Brilliant. That's brilliant, brilliant work. To do the database capture, you use a Canadian company. Have you lost your minds?
For American healthcare, it's a Canadian company.
Okay, so here's my comment to this. It's not what they're trying to provide. I'm still working through that. It's the process when the government gets involved in business, and here's what I think it's become, and this is the problem that I have. Whatever Obamacare becomes, we're going to see that. But you know what it is right now? You know what Obamacare is right now? It's $350 for a hammer and $600 for a toilet seat. That's what it is now. Right now, the deal is it's become this ridiculous. Remember the movie 4th of July, Independence Day? Remember when that one scene where he goes, you don't think they spend $350 for a hammer, do you? That's what this has become. They're spending $350 on a hammer and $600 on a toilet seat, and they're getting nothing for it because they don't know what they're doing. And they could have done this a lot better, just outsourced it to people that absolutely know how to database capture. I can give you a list of 20 companies in 5 minutes that could cover this. It just irritates me because it's like $350 for a hammer and $100 million for 50 websites that don't work. That's the problem that I'm having with Obamacare. Got it? Good. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back... Who knows?
Do, 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 do,
listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
For the month of October, Zero Res will pre-treat, sanitize, and clean three rooms for only $129. Call Zero Res at 858-486-4100 or go to ZeroResSanDiego.com.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here with an invitation for y'all to visit my brand new website. It's theretirementprofessor.com. That's all one word, theretirementprofessor.com. On my brand new website, we have a monthly newsletter. There's articles on retirement topics like Social Security and tax planning strategies. There's seminars and calculators and all sorts of educational materials designed to help folks to make informed decisions on their finances. You can also contact me right there on the website if you have a question or if you want to schedule a consultation with me. So check it out, theretirementprofessor.com. Or if you prefer, you can call my offices directly at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation and visit theretirementprofessor.com or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
It's painful. It's stressful. It's the headache caused by being stuck in a cash crunch. At one time or another, it happens to everyone. You don't have the money to pay what needs to be paid, and that hurts. You need relief, and you need it fast. What do? Who do you call? I prescribe Making the Cash Call at 855-876-CASH to get up to $10,000 with no collateral. We'll complete the application in about 4 minutes, and the cash can be in your account as fast as tomorrow. Yeah, the money's a little expensive, but it can provide welcome relief from your cash headache, and it's a lot cheaper than a payday advance. Use it only as long as you need, then pay it back to keep your total interest expense down, because there's never a fee or penalty for early repayment. And then change your spending habits to keep the headache from coming back. So for quick cash relief, make the cash call at 855-876-CASH. That's 855-876-CASH.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780.
Hey, Cape Praise listeners, I'm Mike McClenahan, and I invite you to journey with me and Solana Beach Presbyterian Church as we launch The Story. The Story is an exciting new message series that connects our individual and unique stories with God's grand and epic story and His purpose for our lives. Our entire congregation will be going through the Bible together, children, students, and adults of all ages. So join us Thursday mornings at 5:30 a.m. right here on 1210 a.m. KPRZ as we experience life together.
Are you looking for great gift ideas? Then look no further than BlackFridayAnyDay.com. Right now, you can purchase a $50 gift certificate for just $25 to Aztec Tan San Diego. Aztec Tan San Diego offers airbrush tanning, teeth whitening, infrared body wraps, and much more. Save money at BlackFridayAnyDay.com, where you can purchase jewelry, artwork, electronics, and other cool accessories at BlackFridayAnyDay.com. You'll find better deals at BlackFridayAnyDay.com than any day of the week.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You like that, California? Where's that? That really sound thing? Do you have that?
Really? 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 Really?
Yeah. That's a great sound piece right there. I really like that. That's a nice sound piece. Keep that one. All right. That's a good one. Because that's how it felt, especially when we were doing that thing where they're like, this is worse than slavery. And the other guy's paying death penalties bad. And then the other guy's, hey, we don't have towels at our gym. It's like, really? Really? That's good. Let's keep that piece up. That's a good one. I want to remind everybody about Bible League International, just in case you forgot. 1-800-YES-WORD is their phone number, or 1-800-YES-WORD.com is the website. What they're doing is they're putting Bibles in the hands of people who are being persecuted, don't want to be delivered from their persecution. They need more of the Word, and they need people's help. Anything from $5 to $500 to $500,000. It doesn't matter. Anything that you might feel led to give in, this is for people who are hungry for the Word and can't get Bibles. Bible League International takes the time to get the Bibles to them. 1-800-YES-WORD. That's the phone number. Or 1-800-YES-WORD.com. That's the website. So you got both of those going on at the same time. So if you feel led, if you feel inclined, please participate. We'd like to get more Bibles. We're not where we feel we need to be on that. Let me do a very short DDD. This will be Matthew chapter 23. And it's not a complex verse, but I wrote the wrong verse down, so I can't tell you the actual verse number. How's that? Okay, that's good. Matthew chapter 23, it's either verse 8, 9, 10, or 11. I can't remember which one. Here's what the verse says, and I just want to take 2 minutes to review this. It says, whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Okay, so this is the whole thing on this one. Ready? Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. So there are only two ways that you can go with this. Remember in Star Trek, they do that thing and there are four lights. But listen, there are only two ways that you can go with this. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled. Whoever humbles himself will be exalted. If it's self-exaltation, if we're about self-exaltation, it's going to lead to divine instituted humility. Do you know what that means? That means that if we don't humble ourselves and we stand in self-exaltation, the Lord will initiate our humility lesson. Would you like to be humbled by the Lord, or would you like to just humble yourself? I know there are times in my life where I've humbled myself, and that's worked out better. And I know there's times in my life where I've self-exalted, and God has instituted divine humility training, and that's a lot tougher. And then the flip side of that says self-humiliation leads to divine exaltation. Jesus said, whoever humbles himself will be exalted. So really, when you put yourself, or when I put myself in less of the center of the universe, and other people and other things are more important than what we think is important, the Lord takes note of that and watches that in our lives. You see, you can try and focus the world around you, and I've done it 1,000 times, and there's always some disruption. Or you can just make the kingdom of God and other people your priority and recognize that the more you do that, the more God makes your life and your things a priority on his hand. And so self-humiliation leads to divine instituted exaltation. In other words, it's this way. If we keep standing up and trying to toot our own horn, God is going to teach us humility. But if we lay our horn down and toot other people's horn, so to speak, God will help us and strengthen and lift us up. And I'd rather have God lifting me up than bringing me down because of my own pride. I don't know about you, but that's just how I feel. Easier to eat the humble pie than to have it thrown in your face. Just a thought. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I've got a much more in-depth DDD. Don't go anywhere.
You got a smile so bright. You know you could have been a candle.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.